Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia's new archbishop, whose appointment was announced by the Vatican, is celebrating a homecoming in the archdiocese that gave him his start in ministry. Bishop Nelson Perez spent 23 years serving parishes and the Hispanic community in Philly before being sent to Long Island in 2012 and then to Cleveland just 2 years ago.
You know, once a Philadelphia priest, always a Philadelphia priest. So the part of me that has that identity inside of me cannot wrap its head around being the Archbishop of Philadelphia.
Perez was ordained in Philadelphia in 1989 and did his seminary training here as well. He says it's unfathomable that he's the successor to Archbishop Charles Chaput.
This is surreal in Philadelphia for all, whether you're Hispanic or not.
He'll be installed as the new Philadelphia Archbishop on February 18th. A Flyers fan claims the team mascot Gritty punched his teen son during a November photo shoot at the Wells Fargo Center. Chris Greenwell says after the picture was taken, his 13-year-old son tapped Gritty on the head, and that's when things got out of hand.
Gritty gets out of the chair and then lunges over and punches Brandon in the bottom right-hand side of his back.
Greenwell says he wanted the Flyers to cover up the medical expenses and do something special for his son. The Delaware dad says instead the team offered them all-you-can-drink passes to a bar at the arena, and he wasn't having it.
I'll always be a Flyers fan, but I lost a lot of respect for the team after the way they've treated a longtime season ticket holder.
The Flyers in a statement say they took the allegation seriously and after a thorough investigation found nothing to support Greenwell's claim. Former Pennsylvania legislator Movita Johnson-Harrell has pleaded guilty to theft and perjury charges in a negotiated deal with state prosecutors. Gilbert Abuse Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
Movita Johnson-Harrell pleaded guilty to charges of theft and perjury, accused of moving money from her nonprofit to a political fund, and will now spend 3 months in a county jail and 8.5 months under house arrest. In court, the former state rep apologized to her friends, family, and supporters for bringing them, quote, into the political world. Judge Scott DiClaudio applauded her efforts in attempting to tackle gun violence and said she did a lot of good in the community, but noted, we all make mistakes.
Johnson-Harrell will begin her sentence in February. Term limits and tax breaks among the issues that Philadelphia City Council will take up this session. Others are focused on very recent developments, such as Cindy Bass's proposed ban on blackface.
If people decide to continue to participate in blackface, and that's where we're going to go to address the leadership of the Mama's organizations.
The Kenney administration, coincidentally, council says, has demanded a meeting with Mama's leaders over the New Year's Day incident in which two Mama's wore blackface. Gun violence also on the agenda, with Council President Daryl Clark asking for funding to sue the state so the city can enforce stricter gun laws. Pennsylvania Speaker of the House Mike Terzai has announced his retirement.
I will not be asking my neighbors to nominate me for another term or to elect me for another term.
The last 19 years, Terzai has served in the House as a representative of Allegheny County. And since 2015, the Republican has served as Speaker. He says after long talks with his family, he's decided it's best to move on.
While I won't be running for re-election, I will be doing everything I can to help this community and state that I love.
Terzai says he wants to continue doing what he's been doing, but from the private sector. SEPTA's new general manager planning to get a first-hand look at how user-friendly its fare card is. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Leslie Richards already has a SEPTA key card, but as the former PennDOT secretary gets familiar with her new job as SEPTA general manager, she says she's going to give the fare card a workout next week.
I will be carrying a SEPTA key card with zero money on it. I will be loading the money as I need it. I'll be going from mode to mode, seeing how easy it is to use. It's very important to me that people feel SEPTA is welcome.
She knows going in that SEPTA Key has had a problem-plagued rollout since its introduction 4 years ago.
Richard says despite growing pains, the key card offers flexibility that riders can't get with tokens and paper passes. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the Radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.